USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second whistleblower has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog about President Trump. His attorney says his client's firsthand knowledge supports a claim by a previous whistleblower about the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son.
The evidence of wrongdoing by Donald Trump is hiding in plain sight.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
The Senate Intelligence Committee that I serve on has been asked to look at this to see if we can't assemble all of the facts. I think that gives us a responsibility to actually try to get the facts before we reach conclusions. Others who haven't been asked to do that might reach their conclusions a little quicker than we are.
The original whistleblower said the president was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal government has opened 725,000 acres in Central California to oil and gas drilling on land that has been off limits since 2013. The Bureau of Land Management issued its final decision to allow oil and gas leases on plots that are mostly in the Central Valley. That plan is part of a Trump administration goal to make the U.S. energy independent, but it's being criticized as a giveaway to industry. The key prosecution witness at the murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger has been killed. Joshua Brown was a neighbor of Botham John, who was shot to death by Geiger in his own apartment. Brown testified in Geiger's murder trial for the prosecution and became emotional when describing hearing the gunshots. Brown was shot over the weekend in an apartment parking lot just days after Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Two suspects are being sought after a shooting spree in a bar in Kansas City. Four people were killed and five others were wounded. Police spokesman Tom Tomasek.
We do not feel it's racially motivated, meaning there are some stories that there may have been something, this is not confirmed yet, that there may have been something inside the bar earlier in the evening that happened. Suspects left and then suspects came back.
Police are reviewing surveillance video and interviewing some of the 40 people who were inside the bar when it happened. Federal appeals court judges will hear arguments Monday over a Mississippi abortion law. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Mississippi law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy is one of many laws pushed by conservative states in recent years, ultimately aiming to try to persuade the increasingly conservative Supreme Court to further restrict the time abortions legally available. Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed the 15-week ban into law in March of 2018, but it's never taken effect. The state's only abortion clinic immediately sued, and a judge temporarily blocked the law the day after Bryant signed it. In November, that judge wrote that it unequivocally violates women's constitutional rights, and he struck down that law. In arguments Monday, lawyers from Mississippi will ask the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn that judge's ruling and let the law take effect. Lawyers for the clinic will argue that the judge was correct and the ruling should stand. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.